Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, good morning. Welcome in. It's Football Sunday here, WEEI, Christian Arcan, Ted Johnson, Shime Time, Mego here as well. It's sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now's a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is. Call today, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or online at carsforkids.com. Patriots keep on rolling. Short week, no problem. They make quick work of the Jets. A game that was, I wouldn't say it was quick work. That was a game that was a one-score game in the fourth quarter, but never really felt like it was out of hand. Patriots roll on. They are the number one team in the NFL right now at 9-2. That could change here over the course of today. Only one team can change it, and that's the Denver Broncos. And since there isn't a Patriots game today to get you ready for, we're going to be reacting a lot to Thursday and the last Sunday. Two big wins against two teams going in very different directions, and we will have a lot to get to in terms of the rest of the league and sort of a mid-season check-in here with this team, this quarterback, this head coach, this program, everything that's going on. But right now, it is safe to say that this team is in the midst already of one of the great NFL turnarounds of the last, 20 years, I'd say, like from what they were to what they've become. It's really remarkable.
To have back-to-back four-win seasons and then immediately get 9 of your first 11 in that next season under new head coach, first full year starting for Drake May, like this has been one of the more remarkable turnarounds you could ask for. You saw it with the Commanders last year. I think they were also an amazing turnaround. But this, here in New England, we didn't expect this quite this fast, and it has been an absolute pleasure to watch for 11 weeks.
Haters and losers will say the schedule is the schedule, but we knew that back when it came out. Like, we knew that this was going to be the schedule. The question was whether they were going to be able to steal any games, whether we're going to be able to beat any teams that, at least on paper, looked a lot better than them. And there are a lot of mysteries around this team. And they've done it twice. They've done it every opportunity they have. To me, that's the biggest takeaway. It's not just from the big picture perspective. It's not the 9 wins. I thought that they would have 9 wins all season. So, like, hand to God, I'm totally shocked that it got here. But I'm mostly shocked because they stole both the games that you could call scheduled losses. And that, to me, is the bigger indicator about why this team is legit.
And the number one reason they are where they are is because of the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to come out of the shadows. I'm going to just say it plainly and succinctly because I've been kind of given, kind of thoughts and ideas and clues as to what I thought of the quarterback, over the last couple of years. But I'm just going to say it and say it this way. If I were drafting a team, the first player I would take in the NFL would be Drake May.
Let him know, Ted.
He is, to me, not only the best quarterback in the league, he's the best player in the league. I said last year when he only won one game, I said, man, I saw special traits in him. I saw abilities that I just really haven't seen in another quarterback. People like to compare him to Josh Allen. People like starting to compare him to Justin Herbert. What are some of the more recent ones I've heard? I mean, you're hearing comparisons to Andrew Luck. I'm like, No. None of those guys do the things that Drake May does. He does things that none of those guys do. And you kind of hesitate to say it when you only win one game last year and you see the start they had was a little rocky. But I'm saying it now. He is the best quarterback I've from a skill position or from a skill, you know, kind of posture, ability, poise, makeup that I think I've ever seen. That doesn't mean he's going to be a better quarterback.
Ever?
Yes.
In the history of quarterbacking?
Ted,
you
tell
heard
him.
Me say it. Yes.
Tell him, Ted.
He's, you know, to say he's the best quarterback, I can't say that, obviously. We know who the best quarterback is. He's got a long way to go. But as far as potential and skill set and attributes to be the best quarterback, Drake May has him. So there, it's out. I got nothing else to say on it. I'm out of the closet, and that's how
Teddy, welcome aboard, my friend.
I've always been knocking at the door, and I finally just kicked it down.
It's going to be marching in the Drake May Pride Parade this year. It's going to be very, very nice.
I'll hold the banner.
Don't we do this every couple of years, though? Weren't we just doing this with C.J. Stroud? Didn't we just do this last year with Jaden Daniels? Isn't this sort of the type of thing you see a young rookie quarterback playing this well and assume that it's going to be like this forever? Isn't that a trap that it's easy to fall into?
Yeah, maybe, you know, and I'm, you know what, I'm going to enjoy the time until that happens.
But also
live
not,
in the moment.
Yeah, I'm he's living not, in the moment, baby.
He's not a rookie, and we've also been right a couple times. We saw it with Patrick Mahomes. We saw it with Lamar Jackson. Like, there are times where second-year players just erupt, and they become just...
There's a lot of erupting in the
Tom Brady,
right
Tom Brady in a second year.
Yeah, exactly. Led the league in touchdown passes. Like, there's guys... even Aaron Rodgers in his second season was fantastic. Like, there's guys who just, in their second year, starting in the NFL, tend to just explode onto the scene and become remarkable, undeniable talents. Mm-hmm. And that's what Drake May's doing.
There you go, bud. Yeah.
This is what I'll say that I think impresses me the most about Drake is that, and I was bringing this up to Arcan when I went on his show on Friday, he is fixing things as the season goes along. It's not just like, oh, wow, look at his passer rating. Oh, it's only dipped below 100 once in these past however many weeks. We talk about his sliding and how he can't protect himself. And I still think he looks a little awkward a lot of times when he's in those sliding situations, but he definitely has done a better job protecting himself. We talk about the interceptions from last year and turning the ball over, and he's cut that down to a dramatic, like very surprising amount. And then we pick apart, oh my God, he's taken 6 sacks back-to-back games when he's facing these really strong defenses. And then he goes back-to-back games where he only takes 1 sack. And so to me, that's the biggest indicator when you say, well, is this just unsustainable? Is this a flash in the pan and next year he's going to fall off and be this different guy? If he has the same offensive coordinator and a lot of the same pieces around him, I don't see any reason that you can't look at it and say, no, he's growing into being somebody who's really special, somebody who can be a top 3 quarterback in this league for the next however many years.
That point, too, like one of my favorite parts of the game against the Jets on Thursday night was the way in which he moved up the pocket with both hands on the football.
Yeah,
one of the other issues
exactly.
He's had
protecting
has
it.
Been fumbling the football, and he's been really bad at that over the last, you know, 20 games or whatever it's been that he's starting in the NFL. And you saw it all. I think it were 3 different times I can think of in that Jets game where he slid, maneuvered the pocket, both hands on the football the entire time, and then found a target and unleashed.
It's the corrections.
Yeah.
And coming into the league, everybody knew that he had this great athleticism and that he could run and he had good arm and all these things. But there were questions about, like, can he correct the mistakes that and the rawness that he shows? And is he, there's no other way to say it. Is he a smart quarterback?
Yeah.
Like, is he going to be smart football-wise? Is he going to be able to diagnose at the line of scrimmage? And not only that, but making those adjustments, I think it shows, it proves that he really is.
Yeah.
100%.
I think that one thing that has me so optimistic about him and the team in general is what you guys are sort of talking about, is there's like another level that I feel like they haven't played like the perfect game yet. He hasn't played a perfect game yet. He doesn't even have a 300-yard passing game yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's still like
that
so much.
Well,
he has
crazy?
Played a perfect game if you count the second half of the Bills game and the second half of the Browns game.
Yeah.
Then stitch them all together. Then yes, I suppose
there's
you
been
could
been
do
a,
that.
It's like a
Frankenstein game.
I consider Cleveland to be his their best win this year. I don't know if that makes sense. I know they've beat better teams, but I thought they looked the best just in that game.
That second half, they just totally took control of every phase of the game.
And that, I think, was sort of a glimpse at it. Like, okay, if they can do that for four quarters, then who's ever going to beat them? And I think that's what's exciting about this. And it's not just that. I mean, Drake May has improved on a lot of things, but he still gets sacked a good amount. He's still, you know, second in the league in that. They're still not great in the red zone. They still give up touchdowns in every single first drive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's still other things that they can get better at. And to look at that and see them at 9-2 is, you know, you start getting crazy thoughts, right?
I don't know how you don't start getting crazy thoughts. And so if you want to be in denial, if you want to say, you know, like, well, they haven't done it before, makes you think they're going to do it now, go ahead. You know, people said that about the 96 team. People said that about the 01 team. And you saw what happened those years. So I just think this team, when you look at the rest of the AFC, has just as good of a chance to get to the big dance as any other team. And so, you know, you worry there's factors that you worry about. I do worry about the defense to some degree. I do worry about the red zone. You talk about red zone. You know, some of the worst interceptions he's thrown, Drake May, has been inside the 10-yard line.
Buccaneers one was bad.
Terrible, right? And he had one earlier in the year, too, that was really, really bad.
Oh, the Steelers one that got bad at
the
line of scrimmage.
There you go. So, you know, there are some things that where you maybe have some pause, but when's the last time? I can tell you last time. You guys know, since Tom Brady was here, that this team can mess up in games. It can have, you know, a lot of turnovers and still win. It can lose, the penalty battle, but still win. They have more room for error than they've ever had, and it's because of the quarterback being able to shrug off bad plays, not even sweat it, and come back and kill you in the next series. So they have all the potential in the world to get to the big dance. I think that's what the expectation should be, quite honestly. A lot of people, we played some Bart Scott's audio on our afternoon show.
There's one guy who's not pants off for Drake May yet.
Him and Cam Newton. Cam Newton's position on this is getting bizarre.
The reason is because of the soft schedule and because they don't believe that they can do it like teams like Kansas City have done it and Baltimore have done it and those other teams.
One thing that, as you mentioned, turnovers and the margin of error for this team, which does feel much bigger than it has in recent years. Ramondre Stevenson is probably going to come back at some point over the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think he should be shuffled back in that rotation. I know it's only been two games, but Travion Henderson having 5 touchdowns in 5 days, 2 games, 1 knee injury, 0 fumbles, 0 turnovers. I don't know that I'm not putting Stevenson out to pasture. Like,
no.
I think I really like him in the locker room, and I think he's always accountable for the mistakes that he makes. But it's just time. It's time to put him back in the rotation and basically have the kind of Damian Harris, Ramondre Stevenson duo that we saw back in the day with Travion. But Travion should be the situational guy.
So how would you split up how would you?
I'm
you start Travion?
Yes.
You wouldn't start Ramondre?
I wouldn't at this point. I'm sorry to say. Like, I can't abide by the fumbles.
Let's pick up, but you don't worry about it.
He's been better. He was really good in that Jets game. I think that
you can mask it, and I think you can. If we're going to continue as the writers to praise Josh McDaniels the way that we have, like, I just think that as the weather turns and you get into this portion of the season, Ramondre has never figured out the run game for you this year. And what you were able to do against Tampa with Travion, like, I'm not expecting that level of production. 147 rushing yards is ridiculous week to week. But if you can find something in between these last two games, and the kid is tough.
Yeah,
and he
awesome.
Runs, he goes into contact. He doesn't lose the ball. He's got moves. I know he's tiny. I know he still has to figure out this running up the middle, but I would just much rather see him out there as the number one guy rather than Ramondre.
And there's also just, there's a sense that he's getting better with every carry. And I think that's the most important thing. Because at times early in the season, we saw him and we're like, man, where's the Travion we saw in preseason? Like, there's no explosion. He feels like he's just running into tacklers at the line of scrimmage. Now you're starting to see it, right? He sees that hole, and it is this burst, and he is trying to fly through the hole. There was a run in that Jets game.
He almost took off, and there was an ankle tackle.
He was gone, but there was a shoestring tackle, and he got tripped up. Otherwise, he's taken that to the house, and I think
he's got more confidence.
Yeah, and that's the threat he has that a guy like Ramondre just doesn't. Ramondre gets you a good 5-6 yards in a hole like that. Travion gives you the opportunity for a possible 50-yard house call.
And I got to say, like, because I've talked to other people about this, and they're like, I don't know. I don't know about Travion yet. And I'm like, why is everyone inside? It seems to me like for the last couple of years, everybody is just waiting for Stevenson to be the guy who they think he is.
It's because of that contract.
They think he's a 1,000-yard runner every year, and he's been that once. Yeah. And it was with Damian Harris. Mm-hmm. So you can still pair them together and rotate them through, but Henderson's the guy I want to see.
Yeah, we got Wally Pipp.
That is one thing that, that we're not allowed to say nice things about Bill Belichick, but one thing he always seemed to have a good grasp on was running backs and when to move on to the next one, when to draft the next one, Sony Michel to Harris to Stevenson, et cetera. Like, there was always a succession plan, and it seemed like he was on top of that. He would have never gave Stevenson that second contract. Like, no way in hell. So I'm kind of with this. Like, I think that, Stevenson still has a role on the team, especially with Gibson out and, some of the other problems they have at running back there. It's not like you should get cut. But, Travion Henderson in the last couple of games here is looking like he could be something special, too. Not Drake May special, but that was two very impressive games in a row right there. We're off and running here. It's Football Sunday. We're doing things a little bit differently today. As we mentioned, there is no game, in case you didn't look at a calendar today. There's no Patriots game to tell you about, and that means we're going to be moving some stuff around. Instead of going inside the locker room with Mega, we are going to be having our superlatives for the midway point or just after the midway point of the season. We're going to be moving the top 10 list up a little bit and reshuffling some of that along with They Said It, and we got some other fun stuff for you later on in the show, and of course the Degenerate Gambling Hour at the end. But like we always do, in the meantime, here's Chris Schein with what's trending.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
As we've been talking about all shows so far this morning, your New England Patriots beat the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football 27-14 and moved to 9-2 on the season, winning 8 straight. International play currently underway in Madrid, Spain for the first time ever. The Dolphins lead the Commanders currently 6-3 in that one. In the 1 o'clock window today, we have Panthers at Falcons, Buccaneers at Bills, Texans at Titans, Bears at Vikings, Packers at Giants, Bengals at Steelers, and Chargers at Jaguars. In the 4 o'clock window, we are loaded today. 49ers at Cardinals, Ravens at Browns. But the two massive games at 4 o'clock today, we have the Seattle Seahawks are at the LA Rams in a battle for the NFC West. Two awesome football teams. And then at 4:25, Chiefs at Broncos in a battle in the AFC West. On Sunday Night Football, we have the Detroit Lions at the Philadelphia Eagles. You can catch all the action for that one right here on WEEI, kickoff at 8:20. Bye weeks in the NFL, Colts and Saints. That's it, just two. But if you have Jonathan Taylor on your fantasy football team, you better make sure to take him out of your lineup. In non-football news, your Boston Bruins beat the Montreal Canadiens 3-2 up in Montreal yesterday. They take the ice again tomorrow night against the Hurricanes.
That was awesome, by the way. Just a non-football second. That was an awesome game.
Hell yeah.
Kicking ass from the first puck drop. Great game.
Hustadinov on the first line with Pasternak and Geeky 2 gets himself a goal. Love that. The Celtics welcome in the Clippers this afternoon to the Garden. Tip-off is at 3:30. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Lot to take in there from Bart Scott on Get Up, I think. First day of one of the shows. I forget which one. There's not been a lot of that, so it's easy to kind of just zoom in on the one or two people who are saying these things.
You know, it's like he pulled into the cul-de-sac and he just can't find his way out.
I know. It's tough. Especially the Daniel Jones at the end there. He's not in the MVP of his own team. Like, come on, guys.
I love how he mentions Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold before he mentions, Stafford.
He actually has a point maybe with Stafford or Goff. You know, one of those guys you could maybe throw in there
He's only 66% completion percentage of plays down the field of 20 or more yards.
Yeah,
but I mean,
great.
Other than that, they're going to get bounced in the first round.
Do you want to know how all three of those quarterbacks, and Matthew Stafford's the closest one, but those three quarterbacks get ruled out compared to Drake May? The first two he mentioned both have two guys in the top two odds for offensive player of the year.
Yep.
Jonathan Taylor, Jaxon Smith-Njigba are your one and two options there. And then Puka Nacua is number four. And Matthew Stafford's been throwing a Puka Nacua and Davante Adams all season long.
Do you think he basically was like, hey, we're all going to probably be favorable for the Patriots. We need one guy to be the descent.
If so, then he is a hero.
he's a former Jets player. It just makes sense.
Sure. And he did say one thing in that whole rant that I took to heart a little bit, and that was one of these good teams being the sixth seed or the seventh seed. The Patriots are, a one seed with a bye home division game, and then here come the Chiefs or here come the Ravens or here come one of those teams.
Sure, sure, sure.
That's not something that I'm 100% comfortable with yet. I love 100%. The way this team is playing.
I'm not comfortable at all with
what I mean? Like, those teams are lurking, and that's scary. That's a scary proposition. So I did agree with him on that as far as that point is concerned. But there's not much else. I mean, there's not much else substance-wise that you can really nitpick about.
No, and it'll be nice to see when the Patriots go up against the Ravens in 4 or 5 weeks now because of the bye. That'll be a good preview of what to expect, because if they handle the Ravens and are able to win that football game, I become a little bit more comfortable with that one seed getting the bye and then one of those teams coming in outside of Kansas City. I just don't want to see them because they're Kansas City. But like if the Broncos were to come into town or the Chargers or the Ravens come back in, it's like, okay, we've already handled a team like this once. We've beaten Buffalo. We've beaten Tampa Bay. I feel a little bit more comfortable about our odds hosting one of these teams in the playoffs.
Well, and guys, we haven't even mentioned that it's looking likely when those teams come to town and when you go to Baltimore that you're not going to have Milton Williams.
Yeah.
Mm. And so are you the same run-stuffing defense? I don't know. And when you see Lamar Jackson and you're already struggling with quarterbacks who can take off and run on you, as you saw with Justin Fields, he can't do anything else, but he could run on you. You saw with Josh Allen, you still beat both those teams, but you see Lamar Jackson and then their incredible running game. I mean, Derrick Henry, and you see them. And
that's
all they have, though.
Really. What? They have no defense.
I'm just curious to see who the team's going to be without Milton.
And Lamar Jackson's running less than like he ever has.
True.
And it might be in part now because of that hamstring injury that he got midway through the season. But even before then, he wasn't running. He now wants to be a pocket passer. He uses his mobility ability to buy time in and around the pocket instead of taking off and getting 8, 9, 10 yards like he used to. So I think that is an advantage that the Patriots can have.
Milton Williams going on IR this week. We heard the announcement about, I think it was yesterday or the day before.
Yesterday,
either way,
yeah.
It's all starting to run together for me here. But, yeah, Milton Williams, huge, huge free agent signing. One of many. I mean, you could go down the list of all the guys who got signed this offseason and point to really big moments this year where they've contributed a lot. Milton Williams is right up there. This is the best run defense in football. He's a big part of that. And for him to go down and to be missing those two games, I'm not super concerned about the Giants and the Bengals, but when it comes to Buffalo and it comes to Baltimore, that's when you're really going to miss him. And those are the next two games, right? I mean, this is the schedule. You have prove it games scattered around. There's two in a row there, and they're coming up. And without their big guy in the middle, who's been just so instrumental in making this defense into what it is, Ted, how do they survive that?
Well, let's go. Number 90. Hello, Barmore. Where you been? Oh, you had a sack. That was good. You had a sack at the end of the game last
almost
week.
Almost had a second one.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's 1 in 2 years. So 1 sack. In
you
2 years.
You just need this guy to prove it to you, because the way that you have talked about Barmore,
he's making, let's go, bro. I mean,
well, last
what are we
year
doing?
He had the thing, right? I mean,
the
so
blood
yeah,
clots.
I'll give him a slack.
Yeah.
I'll
that
give
was
him break
serious.
Off of
that
last
was
year,
serious situation.
But your first sack in week 11. So I expect more out of him. I do. Sorry, with the money he's getting paid, I can't help it. But you know, you can do things. The Patriots have done things to kind of if they do feel like the running game is going to be a factor, they blitz into the runs a lot. They're very good at rushing safeties off the edge. They will scheme up run stopping plays with blitzers. So I'm not too worried about Milton Williams right now. But to your point, I think he's by far been their best front seven guy all season long, Milton Williams. So they're going to need him. If not in those two regular season games, Buffalo and the Ravens back-to-back, but certainly in the playoffs.
And I think it's also going to be a big opportunity for number one fullback in the NFL, Kyrus Tonga, and Corey Durden to come in and make a little noise.
Yep.
And give this is their opportunity to kind of fill the gap. And if you can give us 70 to 80% of what Milton Williams was giving you, it's like, all right, we can weather this storm for four games until he comes back off IR, and we'll be all right.
And I think Corey Durden's done a pretty more than serviceable job kind of filling in. I mean, the first time I noticed him was he had a personal foul. He hit the quarterback late. I forget what game it was, like 3 weeks ago.
I remember that was
goofy.
And it
was like,
goofy.
Who is this 94 guy? What?
Yeah.
Durden? And I had to look him up. But ever since then, you just see he is showing up. And he brings energy. He brings an aggressiveness. And the plays aren't coming, but you can tell he's playing well. So I like the guys they've had filling in for some of those guys.
Arcan, you brought up something just now that I haven't really thought about, and I think is maybe an interesting discussion. All the free agents that they signed in the offseason. Why are the free agents this year different than 2021? Or are we a prisoner of the moment? Where in 2021, it was like, oh my gosh, all these, like, you had guys like Jonnu Smith who were actively not working out
whiffs,
in the season, and we were like, "Oof, is this guy ever going to figure it out?" But then
Judon
was
good. Hunter Henry was good. Like you had some hits that year too. You know?
But it wasn't sustainable ultimately. Like Hunter Henry is still on this team and he's still a captain and very productive. But otherwise, like those guys mostly didn't stick. Why are these free agents different, or are we a prisoner of the moment at once again? Where it's like, hey, we're saying all these guys have made immediate impacts and they're big parts of the team. To me, it feels different because obviously the quarterback, but a lot of people thought in 2021, myself included, that Mac Jones was more legit than he is.
Sure.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like why should we be more positive? Or are we all sitting here giddy over 9-2? And when we look back next year, we're going to go, ooh, actually, like that was good for that season, but these guys weren't really, they weren't really big difference makers.
That's possible. My hot take on it is look who's picking them. Right? I mean, look who picked him in 2021, and now look what's happening now in
so
the Mike Vrabel era.
Elliott Wolf
is
the difference.
I mean, I think Mike Vrabel is the difference. But
and
personally.
Stretch. My guy Stretch.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Wolf to an extent, too. But in 2021, it was still Bill, and it was still him making those kind of calls, and he I think, really lost his fastball probably before that. But that was considered, I mean, they spent a lot of money and they hit on like three guys, and that was considered a good free agent class. I mean, it was, you know, like even Aguilar was productive that year. So it's not, I think that is also something that ownership doesn't like to do. They don't like to have these big free agent spending sprees very often. They like to reset the cap and get, you know, the money back to where it is. And this is, you know, their next time to do it. But I also think you look at who was in charge of it, the plan that they had, and it was a plan of building from the inside out. That's where you got, you know, Moses and Williams and Spillane and sort of all these, you know, bleep-kicking guys that all were part of the mentality. And it wasn't about the system. It was about the guys and their personality. And he hit on almost every single one of them. That's crazy. It's crazy to hit on that many guys and have them all buy in coming from different places.
Well, because you know what I mean? Lot of them they're familiar with, right? Like, McDaniels was very familiar with Spillane out in Vegas. He was very familiar with guys like Harold Landry.
Landry's a good one.
And then you bring in a guy who you believe can add to the culture and on the field in Milton Williams. And that's really the one, like, swing you had to hit on, right? It's like, this guy's...
Diggs was a big one.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the biggest.
But, like, at the same time, that contract was laid out in a way that they could get out of it after a year, right? So, but the big contract you gave out was Milton Williams. That was the one you had to hit on, and you did. He's been phenomenal for this defense.
Well, he's now
so
on IR.
I understand that, but to this point,
just
he
say
has been
I feel like it bears mentioning.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. But to this point, he has been fantastic for the team, and so I think by doing that, you're taking guys that you're very familiar with. In that 2021 class, Bill wasn't familiar with any of those guys. Like, they had no relationship to the organization or anyone involved with the organization at all, and so they were all complete unknowns. And it's great, you come in, you have a little success. Teams that spend the most in free agency generally increase their win total by like four or five games every year, but then it's a matter of also incorporating them into the culture in the locker room.
And there's also, if you look at, I think not on everyone, but for their, a common thread is they've all been not wanted by teams before, right? They've all kind of, you know, Spillane undrafted. You know, these guys that he's brought in, you know, Carlton Davis was traded. And so they all have a chip on the shoulder. They all have something to prove. So the profile of the free agent that Mike has brought in, Mike Vrabel was basically discarded by the Steelers. And so he's identified guys in the free agent class. And a lot of people didn't like this free agent class because they weren't big names. But yet they're important because they're the middle class.
Yeah.
They're solid starters. They might not be stars, but this team was devoid of a lot of just solid starters. And the fact that a lot of these guys were unwanted at previous stops, he knew that the profile of their psychology would be they're hungry, they're ready to prove themselves, and they have a coach that's going to believe in them. He's going to get the best out of those types of players.
You know what's funny though, just really quick, Shai, when you talk to guys in the locker room about that, I don't think that they personally, individually like the idea of them being like underdog stories. And I say this because I had a conversation with Robert Spillane that way.
Spillane said, "We're not underdogs."
Spillane said it about himself, though.
But he also talked about his, player delusion syndrome, where he's like, I think I'm going to go 11-0 every game.
He was like, everybody at my whole career has been trying to paint me out to be this guy, like, I always should have been a starter. Like, I don't know what to do. And I'm
he says to you, and that's fine. But deep down, the reason Spillane, I always call him a method actor. He never gets out of his he's so intense. He's intense off the field because he knows the minute he stops being that intense guy.
But you think he's acting? You don't think that's like who he legit is?
I think he's forcing himself to be that way. Okay. I don't think it's a natural state of mind. I think he's like, if I'm going to keep a job in the NFL, I have to be this way or else they'll cut me. That's what I think.
Interesting.
We've heard that from people before, you know.
Yeah.
Greatest quarterback of all time had that same mentality his whole career.
And I also think too, Mego, to your earlier point about the free agent class, like, I think there's a possibility that a couple of these guys don't necessarily last as long with this team as some others. Like, this free agent class, I think, overall will be a win. But, like, a guy like Carlton Davis, I wouldn't be shocked if he kind of fizzles out next year.
He's the only one. I mean, he's the only one I can think of.
Yeah,
though, right?
But, like, he is a clear indicator. Like, he may not be worth the contract we gave him, and he may phase out. But, like, okay, we hit just about everybody else. That's good. And so I think that's just kind of a credit to them. Again, identifying the right guys, guys that fit into the culture, guys that buy in, and then talent as well.
There is one little comment. I don't know if you guys heard it. I forget. It was in the locker room. Steph Diggs after the game did say a line that really, you kind of lean up your chair like, huh? Did he say that? I haven't heard anybody say that. I've been waiting for the disrespect card. Steph Diggs gave it. anybody said it is nobody believed in us at the beginning of the season.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said. And so I'm waiting for the how do they, you know, kind of get themselves revved up, is always playing the underdog card like we did in the early 2000s. I heard Steph Diggs use it, but I haven't heard it a lot. I haven't heard a lot of people, like, to your point, the Mago with Spillane, say that people didn't believe in us card.
But it's also like individually. I think Diggs is that kind of guy too, where people always, oh, Diggs was a fifth round pick. Well, Diggs was a fifth round pick because he broke his leg at Maryland. And so, I'm sorry, I did spin, I don't know, 36 minutes into the show and I haven't gotten into my Diggs life
yet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What took
but
you
it's
so
like,
long?
He's like, he doesn't think he's an underdog and he never has. He's like, I'm really good at football. And all the, it's kind of just funny to me that from the outside, we're like, oh, wow, they got this chip on their shoulder, underdog mentality. But the guys in the locker room are like, no, I have always been the best of everyone I've played
with. I'll be honest, just to play, if you don't believe that in that league, you won't have a
job.
That
you're the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you have to be delusional to be successful in the NFL. And I think you talked about revving guys up. I think acquiring a guy like Stephon Diggs has helped in that regard, too, because he even talked about how, like, yeah, practice, like, F the line. I'm going to cross the line, and you need to take it with a grain of salt because you need to be better. He said it to Travion Henderson, to Kyle Williams, to Kayshon Booty. Like,
I think people are
revving.
No,
people
I think people
Kyle
are
Williams
making.
Didn't hear him again.
Are making too big of a thing out of this.
Well, no,
people
I think
being like, oh, he's barking at Travion about how he needs to do.
But that's
more.
Good. That's what
he's joking, guys. Like, he is a dry sense of humor kind of guy, and nobody gets it, and it's starting to get annoying to me because people are like, oh, look at Diggs is tough on his teammates. It's like, no, he's giving them crap. Like, is it because that means that he likes
good.
Him?
Yeah, exactly. That and but like,
if
that,
anything, it just means it's a comfortable locker room.
Yeah, and that encourages the players. I'm not saying it as a negative. I'm saying it as a positive.
No, I like, know, but the way that people take it, they're like, yeah, he sets the standard by like talking crap to other guys. I'm like, no, it's the way that like Shime. I give Shime crap because I love Shime and I think he's good and it's funny to me.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I do the same thing.
I thought that's what they were saying about that.
I've heard some people be like, and it's not like just on our station. I see it everywhere. People. Being
I only
like,
listen to our station.
So people being like, well, people have written it like, yeah, Diggs is tough on guys, but it's like it's not being tough. It's no, because it's, they're friends.
Yeah, right. It's encouraging your buddy to be better. It's like, hey, stop being an a-hole. Like run the route, run the right route.
It's kind of that thing of like, if I don't give you a little crap, or like in the case of like somebody like Arcan, like a lot of crap, it means that I don't like you.
Yeah,
because I don't feel comfortable like 100%. Giving it to you.
Yep.
Fair enough. Everybody believes in themselves on this team. It's a very confident team. One group that is not confident with the Patriots right now are the wise guys in Vegas, who still have them on the outside of the top 10 in Super Bowl odds. They're 11th. They're behind teams like Denver, by Baltimore. Kansas City's still number one. Bunch of NFC teams
they're
as well.
They're behind Baltimore?
They're behind the Colts. Yes, they're behind all those teams. Wow. They're way down there.
It's very rude for them to be behind the Colts.
Even after winning two games in 1 week. Yeah, it's wild. Well, maybe they moved up then because they were 11th yesterday.
Yeah, they're ninth. Right now.
So now they're still ninth. It's pretty for a team that's 9-2 to be ninth down there is kind of wild. The market's kind of frozen on them as far as Super Bowl. They think that Drake May is the MVP. They think that Mike Vrabel's the coach of the year. So what's going on here?
Yeah, I think it's everybody is still kind of questioning how real of a 9-2 it is. It's very similar a few years ago. Do you remember when the Steelers started the season like 11-0 and everybody's like, that's a fraud team. They're going to lose in the playoffs. I think a lot of people are still kind of feeling that way about the Patriots. They don't know. Like, yeah, Drake May's really good. Everybody believes in Drake May's future. They believe in Mike Vrabel. But like, how talented really is this team compared to a team like Kansas City? And I think that's kind of the national perspective, I would say.
Shime, can you answer something for me?
Of course I can.
What's the Drake May thing?
It's like a meme.
Is this like the new 6-7?
Not great. But like Drake May,
Activated Thomas in the back there, a young person who's 6-7.
Yeah, Thomas. What is that? Like he said 6-7.
It's and he just like popped he's up. Him thing.
Yeah. He's been spacing out the whole show, and he just sat up like
I've been spacing out. I've been working back here.
Man. I know.
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
Okay, we're just.
But it's supposed to be like Drake May, like Drake May's him. Instead of saying like, oh, he's him, it's just Drake May.
Yeah, Drake May.
I also think
Drake
it's stupid.
Drake May.
Drake May. What does that mean?
It's just, it means like he's him. Like he is that dude.
Drake May.
Nope. Drake May.
Drake May May?
There it is.
I don't understand it.
Let's just stop saying it. How about 617?
I got an opinion on that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Have you guys heard me just once or maybe 1,000 times talk about Team DVOA?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Colts are third in the NFL in Team DVOA. The mm-hmm. Broncos are ninth. The Texans are eighth. The Chiefs are fifth. And the Chargers are 14th. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 16th. Where is Buffalo? Where are you, Buffalo? They are 11th. Mm-hmm. Baltimore is 12th. And the Patriots and Team DVOA are 17th.
And that's why
they have a negative DVOA, right?
Yeah, negative 2.2.
How is that possible? Like, I don't understand DVOA. So, I know what the idea of it is, but I don't really know how they do it.
If you just look at that, you know, you'd say there are indicators and there are metrics that mm-hmm. would suggest this team is not as good as their record would indicate.
Bit of a fraud. Which doesn't really make sense to me, right? Because I look at, because then when you look at like strength of victory, not strength of schedule, strength of victory. So the teams you've beaten, their records, they're as good as Buffalo, as Indianapolis, as Kansas City. Like all those teams have like similar strength of victories.
That's why
I don't understand why the DVOA is so bad. Because offensively, they've been really good. They score a decent amount of points, and they have about a similar strength of victory. So it's not like they're beating that many inferior opponents.
All right, we got more to get to here. Normally, at this time, we go inside the locker room with Megan Ottolini, but there's no locker room to go into this weekend. So we are going to have our Just Past the Midseason Superlatives. That's coming up next here on Football Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Football Sunday here, WEEI, Arcan, Teddy, Shime Time, Mego. Usually this is the time when Mego goes into the locker room, but since there is no game today, hence no locker room to go into, what are we doing today, Mego?
We are doing superlatives. So if you were ever a buyer of your high school yearbook and you'd get most likely to succeed, an award that nice. I was never named for, or most attractive, or maybe you had some really inappropriate ones. Like
I think mine was like most likely to say hello in the hall.
That's what yours was?
Something like that. Yeah, something stupid like that.
And you won that?
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm a friendly guy.
Okay, so I came up with some superlatives. I know you guys had your own opinions and you made up some of your own awards. Mm-hmm. So I'll just go through mine to start. Obviously, team MVP is Drake Maymay. Is that what we call him?
No, Drake.
Drake Maymay.
Drake Drake May May.
Okay, whatever.
Drake May May.
Drake May May. Drake May May honestly sounds better.
No, you guys need to get with it.
Drake May May.
You guys are so old.
Okay. Rookie of the year, I have Will Campbell. I know that might be a point of contention with you guys, so I'm curious to hear.
Okay.
Most improved, Kayshon Booty, even though he's injured right
now.
Well,
first of all, why is Will Campbell your rookie of the year?
Well, I say this with the caveat that by the end of the season, the regular season, I may be saying Travion Henderson, and I'm very open to that because I want to see more Travion Henderson. I just think Will Campbell's job is bigger and more important. The role that he's been tasked with is tougher, and he's had, you know, some bad spots here or there, but mostly I think he's been above average as a left tackle, and he's enabled Drake Maymay to take the steps, the progress that he can to be more comfortable in the pocket, to maneuver. Like, I'm not taking that away from him, but I think Will Campbell has been a bigger piece here.
So I agree, Will Campbell's probably the rookie of the year. I would just like to honorable mention, throw out Craig Woodson. I don't think he gets talked about at all, and he's made
rookie of the year?
No, I think he's made a lot of mistakes, but like, he plays every single snap for this defense.
So does Will Campbell for the offense.
That's why I agreed with you that Will Campbell's the rookie of the year. I just wanted to give an honorable mention shout out to Craig the Eraser Woodson.
Why don't we do that during your superlatives? Can I continue?
All right, go on.
Go ahead. Okay. Sorry.
Biggest surprise, Kalavon Chasen. Guy totally not on my radar. But last week, Mike Vrabel told me he was on his radar. So
there you go.
That's good.
Okay. Most likely to be a future captain, Will Campbell. Best dressed, Stephon Diggs.
Obviously.
I don't know how you argue that.
I don't know, Mac Hollins.
And then, well, most likely to get a future media gig, I would say, Mac Hollins.
Ooh, do you think they'll let him not wear shoes on set, though?
I think they'll encourage
it. They're like Greg.
Really?
We're in the attention economy now.
That's
like,
true.
You just need eyes on your stuff. It doesn't matter if it's positive or negative.
Well, with no shoes on?
You can't sell. What can you sell to Mac Hollins if he's not wearing shoes?
Well, you sell watches. What do you mean?
Hair product.
Yeah, a whole lot of stuff.
You're not wearing something, then really, how much value do you bring? Because you're not selling anything.
I'm not sure that shoes.
The shoes
are
that made Mac Hollins wear shoes. Maybe it could be that whole thing. Like, right?
He's not wearing
shoes.
I don't wear shoes.
I don't wear shoes, but I wear these new Adidas or whatever it is.
That's
great. There you go.
We're giving away this stuff for free.
That's genius.
Arcan Draper over here.
All right, those are my superlatives.
All right, mine are MVP. Obviously, it's Drake May. My non-QB MVP, I agree with Mike Reese, is Steph Diggs. My rookie of the year is Travion Henderson. I just think what he's done these last couple of weeks is, I believe, going to be the start of something big and just a really exciting, explosive player when he's on. My most improved player is Drake May. From last year to this year, I think that there's other guys who have improved. Booty's definitely one of them. But Drake May looks completely different. He looks like Steve Young this year as opposed to last year where he still looked like kind of a raw work in progress. My biggest surprise this year has been Mac Hollins. I did not expect him to be a part of this passing game really at all. And instead, he's become one of the more reliable targets for May. I have two best plays. I have a best play and an honorable mention.
Ooh.
My favorite play was Henderson's second touchdown against Tampa because of Tonga taking out the entire defensive line.
That was
just amazing.
Yeah.
The Tonga truck just going full bore and taking them all out. The honorable mention, Drake May against Buffalo, Daquan Jones dragging him down by the chest plate, gets the throw off to Diggs. I thought that play was incredible.
MVP
both like art, you know, like art but make it sports kind of plays.
Love that.
My best win this year, I'd say, is Cleveland. Worst loss, I'll say, is Pittsburgh. And best new fan, Cardi B and the new baby. So congratulations.
Do we
have
the baby name yet?
Mazel Tov. I don't know. I'm not
dying for it.
My MVP, Drake May May. Easy. Rookie of the year, I agree, Will Campbell. But like I said, honorable mention to Craig the Eraser Woodson. He plays a ton on defense, doesn't get any credit. Most improved player, I agree with Arcan, Drake May. He has just jumped to a level I did not expect this quickly. Biggest surprise to me is Kayshon Booty. I mean, this is a guy I think prior to training camp I thought had a chance to get cut. I wasn't really sure where he'd fit in. He's been awesome.
Listen to what they said in the offseason about him.
Most likely to get a massive offseason contract, Christian Gonzalez. Mm. He deserves to be mentioned here somewhere, so I made a nice category for him. We had Devin McCourty on the morning show this week, and he was talking about how they need to just pay this man his money. He has a Bright Future Award, not quite Rookie of the Year, but also deserves to be mentioned. Doesn't get mentioned enough because he's playing the less important position. That's Jared Wilson. Jared Wilson's been really pretty good. I mean, just as good as Will Campbell, but he plays, again, a less important position, so he doesn't get mentioned enough. So I wanted to give Jared Wilson that. And then Best Play Caller Award, Zach Kaur. I think Zach Kaur has been fantastic. For what has been asked of him to step into a role he didn't initially expect to have before the season started.
Backhanded insult.
Nope. Zach
Kaur has been tremendous. It's best new play callers. Josh isn't really a new play
caller. He amended it on air. I caught that, and he's just trying to throw a dig at Josh McDaniels.
I would never do that. That's a superlative category
that you made up. That was the whole point of it.
Shout out to Zach Kaur. He's done a tremendous job this year.
As opposed to future New York Giants head coach Josh McDaniels, of course, right?
I hope so. Yeah. But that's the thing, too. Like, if he leaves, Drake May's still going to be awesome.
If he leaves, then I will be beside myself because Josh McDaniels is in such a good position here, and he's told us how he doesn't want to leave Westwood. So stay in Westwood, Josh McDaniels.
People don't want to leave until they're offered $10 million a year.
Right. There you go. All right. You got any superlatives, Ted? You got anything for us?
Everything these guys said.
Everything we said. Perfect.
I don't want my opinions to be so harshly refuted. I will say this one thing. My favorite play, though, was the touchdown to Kyle Williams against the Bucs.
Good call.
I thought that was the best play of the year.
I love watching people break that down on tape, too. Watching Drake May slide left and then throw the ball right into the most perfect position
while getting hit.
Unbelievable.
Just really tremendous. He's had a bunch of those too.
So good.
All right, we're going to do things a little differently here in the 11 o'clock hour. Teddy has to leave a little early today as he has some soccer to go watch. So what we're going to do is we're going to have the top Ted list at 11. We're going to fire questions at Ted till he gets mad and storms out. At 11:30, we will have They Said It, and we'll continue on with a new schedule today, different schedule as we continue with Football Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.